Shkoyach, do a brief Dvar Halacha this morning. So, is there ever a time when a person should eat something or is eating something that they do not have to make a bracha over it? So the truth is there are two general cases, although they can sort of be all placed under one general umbrella. If you are not using or partaking of a food or drink for sustenance purposes, but rather you were drinking or partaking of it for an alternative reason. So, for example, Chazal talked about this idea if someone is like choking on something and they need a drink to help wash that down, not because they want it for the sustenance, but because they don't want to die. So that in that circumstance, you should not wait to make a bracha and then, you know, say Shakol Nevedavaro. First of all, if you can make a bracha, then you're probably not choking. But whatever it is, you should not wait to make the bracha. You just have to drink it and hopefully you will live in such a circumstance. Another situation where you do not have to make a bracha is if you are drinking for the purposes of medication or the like. In other words, let's say you need some water to take a pill, and if you're drinking the water solely for the purposes of helping the pill go down, but for no other reason, so a bracha is not necessary. Now, if you have other drinks involved, let's say you want to have like a cup of soda or whatever with your pill, so then in all likelihood, you're probably drinking it for some level of enjoyment, so you probably would have to make a bracha in such a circumstance. Let's say an individual goes ahead and eats something, takes a bite of it, but they realize they forgot to make a bracha. So what do you do? So the different levels are as follows. So if you took a bite of something that can easily be sort of taken out and then put back in your mouth, so that's the ideal. So what this would not apply to, for example, is like a banana. You take a bite of a banana, it's all mushy and disgusting, it probably would not spit that out. That's really not so nice. But if you take a bite of like, I don't know, like a cookie or something and it's still mostly whole, you pull it right out, so then that would be the ideal to take it out of your mouth and then make the bracha. If you can't take it out, then the Chazal tells us just push the food to the side of your mouth and then recite the bracha in such a circumstance. And all right, we'll stop right there. We'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.